These electric-powered Formula E racing cars sound very different to their Formula One counterparts, although they look identical. The E cars, though, are a bit slower, reaching top speeds of 320 kilometers per hour. Their Formula One cousins can go almost 400 kilometers per hour. Formula E made its debut only 8 years ago, with organizers focused on the electrification of the automobile industry. They introduced hybrid and electric systems that would reduce carbon dioxide emissions. Traditional Formula One cars have internal combustion engines powered by high-octane fossil fuels that pollute the atmosphere. South African businessman and motorsport enthusiast Ian Banner has been fighting to bring an E-Prix to Cape Town since he saw the very first Formula E race at the Beijing Olympic Green Circuit in September 2014.
Well, just imagine this. You are competing with the world. There's many, many cities in the world that are looking to put this on. It's an expensive endeavor. You need a street circuit that's got to be prepared. We have the city of Cape Town who very graciously believed in us and have built the track. You've got all sorts of capex required around barriers and fences and tech pro infrastructure. That's before you've even started getting towards the race.
Banner had to bring all 11 Formula E teams, including those of Porsche, Maserati and Nissan, to Cape Town to do inspections and to green light the proposed track.
It's a big, big lift. We are on the tip of Africa, but I've always believed we can punch above our weight. And here we are having successfully secured it. You know, it's a great spectacle. And we've tried to make it even greater by bringing purpose and a cause that will result in legacy in our country under the Go Green Africa banner. And it'll be a showpiece that people will love to come and see and experience, showcasing the incredible power of these Formula E vehicles on a racetrack that I believe will be a top three on the global calendar.
Go Green Africa is a private initiative supported by some of the continent's biggest corporates to educate people about the need to switch to sustainable energy sources and to move away from harmful fossil fuels.
And there's a 10-day festival ahead of the race, an electric vehicle road trip for 10 days, which is going to bring a highlight to e-mobility. We have a festival called Electric that will happen adjacent to the racetrack for 2 days, showcasing all things E, from bicycles and scooters and one-wheelers to cars, OEMs, buses, taxis, etc., charging solutions.
Banner explains the racetracks constructed around the iconic Cape Town Stadium, near the ocean and at the foot of Table Mountain.
It's 2.88 kilometers in length. I've been over it many times recently, and it showcases the beauty of the mother city, which in turn showcases Africa and South Africa in a beautiful way to the world.
Banner can't wait for the E engines to start in Cape Town on the 25th of February.
And remember, we're not doing this for 1 year. We're doing this for the next 10, I think 20 or 30 years. This needs to be a permanent feature. We need to bring people back into South Africa travel-wise after COVID. They need to come and experience this beautiful country. We have so much to offer by the way of hospitality and restaurants and the like, the wine farms, the ocean, the mountains. So it's a global destination. It's an international destination that people would love to come and be part of. And this is just another of those exciting properties that's going to help.
He says he'd love to win E-Prix races for other major African cities, but he acknowledges adequate infrastructure and the stringent requirements of motorsport's governing body, the FIA, are major challenges. For now, he says, he'll concentrate on winning African fans for Formula E, and in so doing, winning converts to alternative energy sources. I'm Darren Taylor in Johannesburg.